China is dealing with shrinkage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. First, its economic growth dipped to just 3% last year, one of the slowest economies there in a half century, as China deals with a massive surge in COVID cases after easing zero COVID policies to stop the virus spread. And China's population dropped with its lowest birth rate ever recorded.
China says its mainland had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than the previous year. That still leaves a population of 1.41 billion people. But this is the year India is expected to overtake China as the most populous nation on Earth.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Shots rang out in Fort Pierce, Florida at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day event at a park that included a car show.
There was a disagreement of some sort between two parties, and unfortunately, they chose to resolve that with guns.
St. Lucie County Chief Deputy Brian Hester says eight people were shot. One's in critical condition. Four others were hurt in the chaos after the shooting. No one's been arrested. In California, deputies are searching for two suspects in a mass murder at a home near Visalia.
Six people left dead, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Several of the victims were shot in the head, including the baby who was being cradled in the arms of her mom. It appeared she'd been trying to run away, the mom, when they were gunned down. Deputies found them in a ditch outside the home.
Fox's Jackie Bunyas. On Thursday, President Biden will go to California to survey damage from a wave of storms that left 19 people dead. The forecast is for better weather this week. On Monday Night Football, the end of the wild card playoff weekend and the end of an era, maybe. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. Then the 45-year-old quarterback was non-committal about his future.
This has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game. So, yeah. It's just be one day at a time.
Brady unretired in March. Now he's a free agent. Could go to a new team if he returns next season. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
250,000. That may be a new all-time high in the surge of illegal immigration. Border Patrol sources tell Fox that's how many migrants were stopped crossing into this country in December. That would be a new monthly record. Another 70,000 were seen or detected but not stopped, so-called gotaways who slipped into the U.S. For months, Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent buses full of migrants to cities up north, including New York, prompting that city's leader to go to El Paso to ask for federal help.
The mayor of America's most populous city is speaking out.
I am now going to coordinate my mayors across the entire country to say, how do we respond to this directly?
New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited the border to see the crisis for himself, one he says could take costs to house migrants above $1 billion. A border agent advocate says D.C. must act.
The bad guys, they don't care what side of the aisle you're at.
Art Del Cueto with the National Border Patrol Council tells Fox any solution starts with the federal government and can't just be reform. It must secure the border or migrant numbers will keep growing. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Another concern at the border, drug smuggling, especially fentanyl. And that's an issue that's spread nationwide all the way to Washington State.
The Seattle area shattering a record set in 2018 with 310 homeless people dying last year. The Seattle Times reports that's a 65% jump over 2021 and that more than half of the deaths were from fentanyl-related overdoses. Records from the King County Medical Examiner's Office show many had a combination of fentanyl and other drugs, including cocaine or meth. The Seattle mayor says the deaths underscore an urgent need to get more people indoors. King County is telling multiple agencies to survey homeless providers about what's needed to help reduce fatal overdoses. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly coming off the long holiday weekend. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.